pipe. Let me see. I don't think I need this, but anyway, I'll use it. Bismillah, wassalatu wassalam ala rasulullah wa ala ali wa man wala wa ba'd. This is our 35th session on book number 2, Medina book. And we are going to, inshallah, complete lesson 20 and go on to lesson 21 today, inshallah. Basically, what we were looking at in this lesson 20 is the dual when it is not in the genitive, when it's not marfu'un. Yani the dual when it's in the accusative and genitive case, when it's majrur and mansub. That's the most important thing in this lesson. And we did most of the exercise related to that. So we're going to go on now and finish the lesson with a couple of points related to... Well, first, related to the dual. And second, the rest of the... And most of the remaining exercises are related to the expression أَحَدُهُمَا وَالْآخَرُ. Yani, one of them, of the two, and the other. Or إِحْدَاهُمَا وَالْأُخْرَى, the feminine form of it. So the remaining exercise is primarily dealing with that. And there may be something brief related to duals. But the most important thing, in reference to the Muthanna, we said previously, before this lesson, we said that the Muthanna, we had only seen it when it's marfu'un. And the Muthanna, when it's marfu'un, the sign that it is marfu'un is that it takes alif. So kitabun, if you want to make it dual, you say kitabani with alif. Kitabani, baytani, sayaratani, and so on, like this. In this lesson we said, what about if it's mansub or majroor? In that case, instead of it taking alif, the dual will take ya. Okay, so it will be kitabaini, baytaini, alaykum salam, shajarataini, zawjataini, and so on. Sayarataini, and like this. Alright, so that's basically what we saw in this lesson. And we completed, as I said, most of the exercises related to this. Okay, so we're going to look at exercise number 7 on page 141. Of lesson 20, exercise number 7. And this exercise is a very simple exercise and brief exercise, but it's the remaining exercise related to Muthanna. It says, اجعل كلا من الكلمات الآتية في جملة. Place each of the following words in a sentence. Okay, in order to do this exercise, you have to remember that if you place these words in a sentence, right? All of these words are dual words, muthanna. If you place them in a sentence, you have to know. When you put it in the sentence, is that word in a place where it's going to be marfu'an? Or is it in a place where it's going to be mansub? Or is it in a place where it's going to be majroor? And depending on its case, if it is marfu'an, then it should have alif to indicate the dual. And if it's majroor or mansub, then it should have ya to indicate the dual. So you may have to change the word if it is majroor or mansub. So pay attention to that. Okay, so the first word, put it in the sentence. First word, put in the sentence. Walaikum salam wa rahmatullah. Give us a sentence for two books. Indi kitabani. Indi kitabani. Meaning? I have two books. Tayyib. Let's look at this sentence before we go on, just briefly. عندي كتاباني. What is the إعراب of كتاباني in this sentence? It's the مبتبأ. What kind of مبتبأ? مؤخر. مبتبأ مؤخر. Because it's coming last, right? But it is the مبتبأ. And because it's the مبتبأ is always what? Marfu'un. It's always marfu'un. So this dual is correct if you said endi kitabani. Because the sign that a muthanna is marfu'un is alif. Alright, so that's correct. Why did you make it marfu'un? Because it's a mubtada. The mubtada is always marfu'un. But it's mubtada mu'akhir. Fine. Second Second word. We still have two books here. But this time, this word is either majrur or mansub. Because it has ya, kitabaini. Katabtu kitabaini. Katabtu kitabaini. Meaning? I wrote two books. Have you? No? Okay, qara'tu kitabaini. Either way is good. Katabtu kitabaini, or qara'tu kitabaini, or ishtaraytu kitabaini, or anything like this. So why is it kitabaini in your sentence? What is the i'rab of kitabaini in that sentence? Mafulun bihi. Alamatu mansub ya, because it is muthanna. Okay? Katabtu kitabaini. Kitabaini is maf'ulun bi mansub alamatu nasbihi ya. Li'annahu muthanna. Now, next word. Talibaini. Give me a sentence for talibaini. What about these two students? What did I do with them? Darabtu talibaini. That's possible. Darabtu talibaini. What else can we say? Anything else? Raitu talibaini. What else? Dhahabtu ila talibaini?
No.
You could say that. Dhahabtu ila talibaini. Be majrur, right? Majrur also is like this, talibaini.
Takallam talibaini.
Takallamtu.
Takallamtu
talibaini. Talibaini. Tayyib. What about sa'altu talibaini? Naam. In any case, naam. So what, in your sentence, talibaini, what is the i'rab of talibaini here? If you said, for example, sa'altu talibaini, what would be the i'rab of talibaini? Mafulun bi mansub. Alamatu nasbi ya. Because it's muthanna. So what if you said, it took the sentence that he said, dhahabtu ila talibaini. What would be the i'rab of talibaini in that case? Huh? It will be, talibaini will be majrur because of harf ja, ila, ja wa majrur, ila talibaini. So talibaini will be majrur. The sign that is majrur is ya because it's muthanna. Naam. Okay, the last one, talibani. Talibani. Give me a sentence for talibani. Anybody? Since everybody has taken one already. Talibani. Give me a sentence for talibani. Alaykum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ya Abdul Halim. Ahlan bikum. Marhaban. I know you're tired, boy. I know that. Jazakallah khair. May Allah reward you generously. Yeah, we had a wonderful time yesterday, man. Subhanallah. It was a delight. It was a real pleasure. Tayyib, give me a sentence for talibani. Ya Musa, Abu Bakr, somebody.
In which? What is
there? Talibani, just put it in a sentence. In any sentence that you like.
Talibani.
Naam.
Jadidani.
Naam. Talibani, jadidani, kabirani. Huh? Dakhala talibani. Naam. Dakhala talibani. Meaning what? Two students entered. Naam. Dakhala. Huh? Irja. Yani raja'a, you mean? Raja'a talibani. Naam. Raja'a. Talibani. What is the i'rab of talibani in both of these sentences? What is the i'rab of talibani? Fa'il. fa'il. Raja talibani. Dakhala talibani. Talibani is the fa'il. And the fa'il is what? Marfoon. The sign that is marfoon is? Alif. Because it's muthanna. Because it's muthanna. Jayyid. Ja'a talibani. Dakhala talibani. Raja'a talibani. You could say the sentence that he was making, but because talibani is nakira, it shouldn't begin the sentence. It should be mubtada muakhar. So you could say fil bayti talibani jadidani, fil madrasati talibani jadidani, fil masjidi talibani jadidani. Now, عند المدير طالبان جديدان. But the khabar should come first, because talibani is not definite. طيب. Okay, so this is a nice little exercise, alhamdulillah. Okay, exercise number 8, we go on to أحدهما والآخر. أحدهما والآخر. What does it mean, أحدهما والآخر? One of them and the other. One of them and the other. Yani, when you have two people, two things, you say one of the two of them, one of them and the other. تأمل الأمثلة الآتية لأحدهما والآخر. Okay, this expression أحدهما والآخر is for مذكر. It's for مذكر. And the next exercise we'll see the مثنى. I mean the مؤنث. The feminine. Okay, this one is masculine. So pay attention that it's masculine. We're on page 141. Exercise number 8. تأمل الأمثلة الآتية لأحد أحدهما أو أحدهما والآخر. طيب, first sentence. Somebody read it and we'll discuss whatever needs discussion. Abdul Haq. لأخوان
أحدهما قديم والآخر
نعم لي أخواني أحدهما طبيب والآخر مهندس. What does it mean? لي أخواني.
My brothers.
I have two brothers. لي أخواني. نعم. أحدهما طبيب.
One of them is a
doctor.
And the other one
is an engineer. Next page, 142, top of the page. Sentence number 2. نعم. صلاح الدين. جيد. لهذه الحافلة بابان. أحدهما للدخول والآخر للخروج. What does it mean? لهذه الحافلة. It's singular. هذه الحافلة. This. نعم. For this bus.
Yes.
Two doors. One is for entering and one is for exiting. One is for entry, one is for exit. Number 3. عندي قلماني. قلماني. نعم.
أحدهما.
نعم.
الأزرق.
والآخر.
والآخر أحمر.
طيب. عندي قلماني. What does it mean? I have two pens. أحدهما أزرق والآخر أحمر. One of them is
blue
and the other one is Red. Type number 4. Abu Bakr. Number 4. أحدهما what?
إنجليزي.
Oh, طيب. نعم. عندي معجمان. أحدهما إنجليزي. إنجليزي. والآخر فرنسي. فرنسي. نعم، I have two dictionaries. معجم، معجماني، عندي معجماني. أحدهما إنجليزي، one of them is English، والآخر فرنسي، and the other one is French. Number five.
لنا زوجان.
نعم.
أحدهما في المدينة، والأخرى في القرية.
والأخرى. أخرى is feminine. بيت is feminine or masculine?
بيت.
نعم. We said لنا بيتاني. أحدهما في المدينة والآخر في القرية. But الآخر is referring to قرية or to بيت. 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 نعم. So what is the meaning?
We have two houses.
We have two houses.
نعم. One of them is at the town, and the other is in the village.
One of them is in the town or the city, and the other one is in the village. طيب. نعم. نعم اشتريت قميصين أحدهما لي والآخر لأخي الصغير. What does it mean?
I bought two shirts.
One of them is for me, and another one is for my little brother. نعم. طيب, this is the end of exercise 8. Inshallah, we look at the same exercise, feminine form of the same expression. يعني, instead of أحدهما, we have إحداهما. Instead of الآخر, we have الأخرى. إحداهما والأخرى. Same exact meaning, one of them and the other. تأمل الأمثلة الآتية لإحداهما والأخرى. This is feminine. Feminine form of the expression. نعم. Whose turn is it? Who read last? Yeah, you want to? You don't want to warm up first? Go ahead. Number one. لي أختاني. إحدى. نعم. نعم. لي أختاني. Meaning? لي أختاني. I have two sisters. إحداهما مدرسة. One of them is a teacher. والأخرى ممرضة. And the other one is a nurse. ممرضة. نعم. Number two. نعم. عندي سيارتان. إحداهما حمراء والأخرى بيضاء. What is the meaning? نعم. I have two cars. One of them is red and the other one is white. What is the masculine form of حمراء? أحمروا in the masculine form of بيضاو أبيضوا نعم in the singular of سيارتان سيارة نعم سيارة طيب number three نعم في قريتنا with fatta madrasatani إهداهما متوسطة والأخرى we do the feminine now الآخر is masculine الأخرى is feminine ثانوية what does the meaning of ثانوية anybody secondary or high school and what does the meaning of متوسطة middle school or junior high school. نعم. So what does the meaning of this sentence? في قريتنا مدرستان إحداهما متوسطة والأخرى ثانوية. In our قرية في قريتنا in our village or our city there are two schools. One of them is what? Is متوسطة. Middle school. And the other one is secondary or high school. نعم. Number four. Abu Bakr. والآخر feminine. مؤنث. والأخرى لصديقي كتبت اليوم رسالتين إحداهما لأبي والأخرى لصديقي What is the meaning? I wrote two letters today. One of them is for my father and the other one is for my friend. What is the إعراب of اليوم? ظرف الزمان مفعول فيه منسوب نعم اليوم كتبت اليوم رسالتين what's the إعراب of رسالتين مجرور مفعول به منسوب وعلامة نصبه what is the sign of his نصب يا لأنه أو لأنها مثنى طيب number five نعم جاءت مدرستان جديدتان إحداهما للسيرة والأخرى للتفسير What does it mean? طيب جاءت مدرستان جديدتان two new teachers came one of them is for or teaches السيرة and the other one teaches التفسير سيرة is the biography of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم التفسير is explanation of the Quran note المذكر is أحد and المؤنث is إحدى so you have أحدهما and إحداهما طيب, number 11, تأمل الأمثلة الآتية. Contemplate on the following examples. Let's read them and examine them. Let's look at them carefully. See what we can find in them. Number 1, whose turn is it? نعم, هذا القلم ذو اللونين مفيد جدا. What is the meaning?
This pen has two colors.
What is the meaning of مفيد جدا?
Useful, very useful.
Very useful, very beneficial. طيب, what kind of sentence is this? A جملة اسمية or جملة فعلية? جملة اسمية. نعم, where's the مبتدا؟ قلم, huh? What is هذا in this sentence? هذا is the مبتدا, and قلم is what? بدل. And where's the خبر? ذو or ذو لونين, which one? Or neither of them? Okay, he says the whole sentence. ذو لونين. طيب, so what is the Arab of مفيد?
It's an adjective.
Huh? Adjective describing what? Describing column? Column is definite. مفيد is indefinite. How can it be a not? It's a sifat describing what? It's a not describing what? Describing column, which is definite, or ذو, which is definite, or لونين, which is definite. All of them are definite. How can it be describing any of those words? Everything there is definite. How can it be describing any of them? هذا is definite. القلم is definite. ذو is definite. اللونين is definite. How can it be a not?
خبر.
Huh? خبر. خبر. مفيدون is the خبر. مفيدون is the خبر. So what is ذو لونين then? Now we said that was the خبر before. So what is that? It is مضاف مضاف إليه. But what is it? Before, it's a not. A not describing what? A column. It's a not describing a column. Huh? Huh? هذا القلم. هذا is the مبتدا. القلم is بدل. What kind of قلم? ذو لونين. That's a not. ذو is a not describing القلم. That's why ذو is definite and قلم is definite. And قلم is مرفون and ذو is مرفون. اللونين is مضاف إليه. مفيد is the خبر. مرفوعا. جيد؟
جيد.
Huh? Pay attention. Because this really makes you understand. When you really look at this, if you break it down, you figure out yourself that this is not ذو لونين is not the خبر. مفيدون is the خبر. If you break it down piece by piece, you'll see that مفيدون is the خبر. طيب, number 2. طيب, أي. نعم, أي قميص غسلت يا أمي, meaning what shirt did you wash, oh my mother? Answer. غسلت القميص ذا الجيبين. What does it mean? I washed the one with two pockets. طيب, what is the إعراب of الجيبين? منسوب. مفعول به. مفعول به of ذا. ذا is a fail. What? الجيبين is the صفة for قميص. I thought that al-Jaybaini is majrur, is mudhafun ilayhi majrur. And the sign that it's majrur is ya, because it's muthanna. Now, as far as tha, what is the Arab of tha? Huh? Okay, al-qamisa is a maful, and that is the sifa for al-qamisa, and al-jaybain is mudhafun ilayhi. Okay, so ghasala is the fi'l, and two, the dhamir two, is the fa'il, and al-qamisa is the maf'ulun bi, and that is the sifa for al-qamisa, and al-jaybain is mudhafun ilayhi, majroor, alamutu jarrihi ya, li'annahu muthanna. Tayyib. Number three. Whose turn is it? Naam. Naam. Al-mudiru fi tilka al-ghurfati ذاتي النافذتين المفتوحتين. What is the meaning?
The principal
in this room
is in that room.
Uh-huh.
That has two open windows.
Naam. Jayid. Any question about this sentence? Okay, let's ask some questions. We're going to go backwards. Al-maftuhataini, what is the Arab of maftuhataini?
Majroor.
Okay, why is it majroor?
Oh, that.
Al-maftuhataini?
No, maftuhataini is a sifa.
It's a sifa. Naam, for? Al-nafidhataini. So it's majroor, naam, it's a sifa. So it's majroor, and the sign that it's majroor is what?
Yeah,
because it's muthanna. Okay, what is the Arab of nafidataini? Huh?
Majroor.
Why is it majroor? First say it's mudhafun ilay, then say it's majroor. And the sign that it's majroor is what?
Yeah,
because it's muthanna. It's mudhafun ilayhi, majroor. Naam. And what is the Arab of thati? Sifa for what? Al-ghurfa. Sifa majroor. Naam. And what is the Arab of... And it's feminine. Naam. And what is the Arab of... Al-ghurfati?
Badal
for tilka. Naam. And what is the Arab of tilka? Huh? Tilka? It's a ism ishara. Huh? What happens to it because of fi?
Oh.
Nothing? Something happens to it. I mean, in terms of Arab, if the noun that comes after fi is majroor, right?
Oh, yeah.
But since it's an ism ishara and it's mabniyun, then we don't say it's majroor, we say it's what? Fi mahalli jar. Fi mahal. In the place where it should be majroor, mabniyun. Because it's ism ishara. Tayyib. Okay, one last question. What is the khabar in this sentence? Tilka gurfa. Somebody said gurfa. Somebody said tilka gurfa. Anybody say? Somebody said gurfa. Somebody said tilka. Somebody said tilka gurfa. Any more answers? That's three different answers so far. We're still looking for the right one. You ever look? Remember, In a Jumla Ismiya, okay? We're going to go back to this rule again. Jumla Ismiya has Mubtada and Khabar, right? The Khabar could be a Mufrad, single word. It could be a Shibba Jumla, Jawa Majwur, or Zarf. Or it could be a Jumla Ismiya or Jumla Fi'aliya. In this particular sentence, the Khabar is which one? Is it a Mufrad? Is it a Shibba Jumla or is it a Jumla? It's a Shibba Jumla. Which kind of Shibba Jumla? Two types of Shibba Jumla. Which type is this one? Well, it begins with Fi, right? So it has to be Jaa wal Majroor. The Shibba Jumla is either Harf Jaa and Majroor or Zarf. Or Zarf, one or the other. So in this case it's Fi, so it has to be Harf Jaa wal Majroor. So the Khabar is the Jaa wal Majroor. Fi Tilka al Ghurfati. طيب جاء والمجرور or you could say في تلك because الغرفة is بدل نعم في تلك طيب number four whose turn is it نعم لمن هذه السيارة ذات البابين What is the meaning? نعم who belong, to whom belongs this car that has two doors Number five المنارتين المنارتين جميل جدا نعم what is the meaning ذلك المسجد ذو المنارتين جميل جدا Two minarets is Jamilun Jiddan. That masjid possessing two minarets is very beautiful. Type, where's the khabar in this sentence? Jamilun Jayid Ahsant. And where's the mubtada in this sentence? Masjid Thalika. Listen, the sentence is look, the sentence is Thalika Jamilun. Thalika Jamilun. Is that a sentence? Naam. Thalika al Masjid. Masjid is just Badal. But the original sentence is Thalika Jamilun. With the Badal, you say Thalika al Masjid Jamilun. Now you made a knot for the Masjid and you said what? Dhu al Manarataini. The origin of this sentence, the root of it, is ذَلِكَ جَمِيلٌ As far as al-masjid, it's بَدَل As far as ذُو مَنَارَتَيْنِ, it's not But the مُبْتَدَى is ذَلِكَ The خَبَر is جَمِيلٌ Is it good? It's clear? نعم طيب, number six نعم أنا لا أحب ذلك الرجل لا أحب ذلك الرجل لا أحب ذلك الرجل فإنه ذو وجهين What is the meaning? I don't like that man For verily he possesses two faces He is Two-faced. نعم. أنا لا أحب ذاك الرجل. ذاك الرجل. نعم. Okay. What is the إعراب of أنا? استفهام. Mubtada ahsanta. Mubtada. How do you know we're looking for a mubtada? Because jumla ismiya begins with an ism. So it's jumla ismiya. So we're looking for mubtada and a khabar. Naam. I'm going to ask one more question about this sentence. What is the khabar? لا أحب ذاك الرجل. What kind of khabar is this? It's a long one. Naam. But in technical terminology, it's not a long one. In technical terminology, what kind of khabar is this? That's a shibu jumla? It's a jumla fi'liya. It's a complete jumla fi'liya. Okay, remember we said that the khabar can be a mufrad, single word. It could be a shibu jumla. We just saw them, right? Shibu jumla, ja'u majroor. Or it could be a jumla ismiya or jumla fi'liya. We saw a jumla ismiya as a khabar. And now here's a jumla ismiya, a jumla fi'liya as a khabar. لا أحب ذاك الرجل. That's a jumla fi'liya. That's a khabar, jumla fi'liya. So now we have seen the jumla fi'liya as a khabar, jumla ismiya as a khabar, shibu jumla as a khabar, and we saw a lot of khabars that are mufrad. A lot of them. Alhamdulillah. So in this lesson, mashallah, we covered all of it. All kinds of khabar. Jayyid, ahsant. Jumla fi'liya. Now, next page. Oh, that's it. Okay, on page 143 we have Al-Kalimat Al-Jadida. What does that mean, Al-Kalimat Al-Jadida? The new words, naam. Rajulun ذو وجهين. What does Rajulun ذو وجهين mean? الذي يأتي كل طائفة بما يرضيها. يعني الذي يأتي هؤلاء بوجه وهؤلاء بوجهن. Do we understand any of that? Okay, look, let's look at it. Rajulun ذو وجهين. What does that mean literally? A man possessing two faces. So what do we mean by a man possessing two faces? We mean الذي يأتي كل طائفة بما يرضيها. What does that mean? الذي يأتي كل طائفة بما يرضيها. What does that mean? الذي is اسم موصول, right? One who يأتي, from أتى يأتي, comes, to come. أتى يأتي, comes to كل طائفة, to each party, each group. It comes to each طائفة. بما, with what? يرضيها. Which what? Which pleases them. Which pleases them. Huh? Which pleases them. He comes to each group with that which pleases them. Maybe in my book there's a mistake here. There's two dhammas. Yurudiha. But the second dhamma shouldn't be there. It should be sukun. Yurudiha. From arda, yurdi. Look, radiya means he is pleased. Arda means to please someone else. This is from arda, yurdi. That's why it has dhamma in the beginning. From arda, to please someone else. Okay, he comes to each of them with that which pleases them. Or in another way of expressing it, الَّذِي يَأْتِي هَؤُلَاءِ بِوَجْهٍ. He comes to these people with a face, وَهَؤُلَاءِ بِوَجْهٍ. And he comes to these people with another face. He has one face when he comes here, and a different face when he comes here. When he comes over here, he has the face of a Muslim. When he goes over there, he has the face of a kafir. Huh? He comes over here saying, Alhamdulillah, mashallah. He goes over there saying something different. Muslims, those Muslims. Huh? Two-faced. That's a munafiq. Naam. That's it. You got it. Taib. Mushtun. What is mushtun? A what? A comb, and its plural is amshatun. Mikhaddatun is what? A pillow. And its plural is makhaddu. And zirun is what? A button. And its plural is azrarun. And miratun is what? a mirror, and its plural is maraya. And lufun with sad is what? A thief, and its plural is lufusun. And junayhun is what? A pound, like a pound of sugar? Currency, money.
They use that in Misr, right?
Misr, and they used to use it in Sudan too. But I think they switched in Sudan now. They use it in England also, junay sterling.
Pound.
Sterling pound, now. Junay hat, it's plural. Mufidun means?
Useful.
Huh?
Useful.
Naam, or beneficial. And as-siratu means what?
The Prophet's biography.
At-tafsiru? Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What is translation?
Explanation.
Translation is tarjama. Tafsir. Then, dhabaha yadhbahu. To slaughter. Sharaha, to slaughter, to sacrifice. Dhabaha. Dhabiha. Sharaha yashrahu. To explain also. But normally tafsir is used for explanation of the Quran, and sharh is used for explanation of the hadith. This is the end of lesson 20, walhamdulillah. So, let's look at lesson number 21 in the time that is remaining. Inshallah, we still have some time. Okay, lesson 21, the English key in the back of the book on page 69. Page 69. There are a few points, 6 points in this lesson, but the most important points are the first two. The rest of it is sort of like a quick review of some other matters, vocabulary, some points or whatever. Okay, so let's look at it now. Naam, that's not two-faced. No, that's not. Naam, even when you are here with the Muslims, you are happy. And when you are there with those people, you are not happy. That's the same. That's one face. You're happy with the Muslims. And while you're happy with the Muslims, you're happy because you're not with those people. So when you go with them, you're sad because you're not with these people. So that's one face. Naam, lesson 21. In this lesson, we learn the following. Number one, the use of lam. Lam, fatha, meem, with sukoon. Lam. It is a negative particle. It is used with the mudari. It brings about two changes. It's a harf nafi. Like we had before, ma and nafiya. And we had len and nafiya, istiqbal, mustaqbal. This is also a harf nafi. That's used with the mudari. And it brings about two changes. A, it turns the mudari into madi in meaning. So the mudari meaning became past tense meaning when you use lam with the mudari. It changed the meaning of the mudari to past tense, to madi in meaning. And B, it changes the mudari from marfu'un to majzum. Change it from what? Marfu'un to majzum. For example, Yadhabu, he goes, or he is going. Lam yadhab, he did not go. Lam yadhab. Notice, it changed yadhabu, that was marfu with dhamma, wa alaykum salam. It changed it from marfu with dhamma to majzoom with sukoon. The sign that is majzoom, in this particular case, is that it takes sukoon. So it changed it from marfu to majzoom. And likewise, it changed the meaning of the mudari from a present tense meaning to a past tense meaning. Because the meaning is what? Lam yadhab, he did not go. That's past tense. He did not go. Tayyib. The endings of the mudari, majzoom, there are three groups. There are three groups, okay, of the mudari, verbs. The first group are those that have dhamma. Okay? So when they become majzoom, it changed from dhamma to what? Sukoon. The second group are those that have noon, like anti tadhhabina, antum tadhhabuna, hum yadhhabuna. Okay, those forms, three forms of verb that have noon. If they become majzoom, what happens? Hadf and noon. The noon is deleted. So the sign that they are marfoon is thubut al-noon. The noon is present. But if they become majzoom, then the noon is deleted. And the other two are those which are mabniun, the two feminine plurals. Like what? Antunna yadhabna. And hunna, antunna tazhabna. And hunna yadhabna. Those two are mabniun, they don't change. Okay? So we saw this kind of change before when we saw the verb when it's mansub because of len or en. And the same thing happens here. Yani those which take dhamma, the dhamma is changed to sukoon. As opposed to when it's mansub, it changed to fatha. But when it's mazum, it changed to sukoon. And the three forms that have noon on the end, when they became mansub, we said you delete the noon, and when they become majzoom also, you delete the noon. As far as those which are mabniyun, they remain the same. Yadhabna, lam yadhabna, no change. Tadhabna, lam tadhabna, no change. Okay, so they said, after that we go back again and read what they said quickly. The endings of the mudari majzoom are A. The dhamma of the third radical is omitted in the four forms. Yadhabu, tadhabu, adhabu, and nadhabu. And keep in mind that there are really five forms, because one of them is repeated, right? Anta, tadhabu, and the same verb is used for what? Hiya. Hiya. Hiya tadhabu. Anti is what? Anti tadhabina. Okay, so anta, singular masculine, second person, verb form is the same as singular feminine, third person. Masculine second person singular is the same as feminine third person singular. Same form. So those are five forms. And then we have three more forms, as in the B group, as in the mudari mansub. The noon is omitted from the following forms in the mudari majzoom. Meaning the same thing that happened when it became mansub is the same thing that happens when it becomes majzoom. So tadhabini becomes lam tadhabi. Tadhabuna becomes lan tadhabu. And yadhabuna, yani hum yadhabuna, becomes lam yadhabu. Okay, the first of those three forms is anti. Second person feminine singular. Anti tadhabina. Lam tadhabi. Noon is deleted. The second of them is second person plural masculine. Antum tadhabuna. Lam tadhabu. Noon is deleted. And the third of them is masculine, plural, third person, hum yadhabuna, with lam yadhabu, deleting the noon. The third group is the two forms, yadhabna and tadhabna, yani hunna, third person, feminine, plural, hunna yadhabna, and second person, feminine, plural, antunna tadhabna. These remain unchanged. Here are some examples of lam. Examples of lam. The first one, lam afham hadha darsa. What does it mean? I did not understand this lesson. What do you have written in your book?
I did understand.
So why did you say I did not understand? Khata. Khata. We are not blind following any book, right? We know better. That's the difference between the one who knows and the one who doesn't know. The one who doesn't know, blind follows. The sheikh, he can tell them anything and they believe what he says. They don't know any better. But the person who knows said, wait a minute, I read the Quran. The Quran doesn't say that. I read the Hadith. Hadith doesn't say that. We're not going for anything here. We are not blind followers. Huh? Taqleed al-a'ma. We are not blind followers. Alhamdulillah. So the book made a little mistake. We're not blaming the book, right? But we're not accepting it either. I did not understand this lesson. Lam afham hadha darsa. Ma fahamtu lam afham. Same meaning. Lam with the mudari has changed the mudari to madi. So if you said ma fahamtu, that's past tense, right?
And if you said lam afham, that's also past tense, because it changed the mudari to past tense. So same meaning. Lam afham, ma fahamtu, same meaning. Now if you said lamma afham, that's different. That's different. But lam afham is the same as ma fahamtu. We'll come to lamma inshallah shortly. Second example. Ahadara at-tullabu al-jududu. Ahadara at-tullabu al-jududu. What does it mean? Did the new students attend? La. Lam yahduru. La. Lam yahduru. Meaning? No, they did not attend. Lam yahduru. The origin of this mudari verb before lam made it majzoom, it was what? Yahduruna. But the meaning is deleted because it became majzoom because of lam. Page 70. Next example. الطالبات لم يذهبن إلى المكتبة. Meaning? The female students did not go to the library. الطالبات لم يذهبن. No change because مبنيون إلى المكتبة. طيب, if نذهب, أذهب, تذهب, يذهب are followed by Hamzatul Wasl. The last letter of those verb forms that has sukun takes a kasra to avoid iltiqa'u as-sakinain. Yani if these four verb forms, نذهب, أذهب, تذهب, or يذهب, when they are majzoom with sukun, نذهب, أذهب, تذهب, يذهب, when they become majzoom and take sukun, if they are followed by a word that begins with hamzatul wasl, the last letter of the verb form that has sukun, that sukun will be replaced by kasra in order to avoid iltiqa sakinain. What is iltiqa sakinain? Huh? The meeting. Iltiqa, laqiya, iltiqa'u as-sakinain, the meeting of two sakin letters, two letters that have sukun. We can't have that. So we put the kasra there. Alright? For example, alam taktub. Lam taktub. Taktub is majzoom because of lam. So it takes sukun, right? But it's followed by alif lam. Alif lam is always hamzatul wasl. So we have iltiqa sakinain. We have sakin with ba with sukun, and then we have the sukun of the alif lam, yani hamzatul wasl. So instead of saying lam taktub ar-risala, you say lam taktubir risala. Lam taktubir risala. Risalata. Did you not write the letter? Alam taktubir risalata? Did you not write the letter? Huh? That's the meaning of it. Okay? Next example. Lam tahfaz. Lam tahfaz. The fi'l mudari, tahfazu, became majzoom because of lam. So take sukun, is followed by hamzatul wasl, at-talibatu, al-qur'ana. So instead of saying lam tahfaz at-talibatu, we say lam tahfaz at-talibatu al-qur'ana. The female student did not memorize the Qur'an. طيب, what is the i'rab of at-talibatu in this sentence? Before we go to the next grammatical point. What is the i'rab of at-talibatu? Mubtada, he says. Is this jumla ismiya, or jumla fi'liya? It's a jumla fi'liya. It's a jumla fi'liya. It does not begin with an ism. It begins with a fi'l. Tahfaz. So what are we looking for? Fi'l, fa'il, and maf'ulun bi, right? So at-talibatu is what? Is the fa'il. And what is the fi'il? Tahfaz. And what is the maf'ulun bi? Al-Qur'ana. Jayyid. Okay, point number two. Lamma. Lamma. It is also a harf nafi, negative particle. And is used with the mudari also. It acts exactly like lam. It acts exactly like lam in terms of what it does to the mudari verb. It does the same thing that lam does. Makes it majzoom.
either changing the Dhamma to Sukoon or deleting the Noon from those which have Noon, or leaves those which are Mabniun just as they are. Okay? However, the meaning of Lamma is different from Lam. Lam means negation, simply negation. Lamma means not yet. So for example, the example you gave before, Lam Afham, right? I did not understand. Ma Fahamtu, I did not understand. But if you say Lamma Afham, it means I didn't understand yet. Yani, Ma Fahamtu إلى الآن. Until now, I didn't understand. But I am going to understand. بعد قليل. Inshallah. Naam. Okay, so what's the difference between lam and lamma? Lam means negation of the mudari verb changed to past tense. Lamma also is negation of the mudari verb to past tense, but it has an added meaning that I didn't understand yet. Which suggests what? That I'm still trying. I'm going to get it, but not yet. Okay, lam afham, I didn't understand it. And I'm not going to understand it, I gave up. But lamma afham, I didn't understand it yet, but I'm going to get it, inshallah. Jayyid, this is the difference between the two. Otherwise, they act upon the mudari verb the same. Lamma ashrab al-qahwata. Or lamma ashrab al-qahwata. I have not yet taken coffee. But I'm going to get it as soon as the water gets hot. Naam. In the Quran, the beautiful ayah from which surah? Huh? وَلَمَّا يَدْخُلِ الْإِيمَانُ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ. Faith has not yet entered into your hearts. Who did he say that to? The Arabi, the Bedouins. لَمَّا يَدْخُلُ. So they said, we are believers. Allah said, not yet. The iman has not yet entered your heart. Don't give up. It's going to enter, inshallah, if you stay on the right track. But not yet. You didn't reach the level of iman. You just, what? Aslamna. Say aslamna. We submitted. But within the iman, that's a little bit further. That's a higher level. Faith has not yet entered into your hearts. ذَهَبَ أَبِي إِلَى مَكَّةَ وَلَمَّا يَرْجِي. My father went to Mecca and he has not yet returned. But we have hope that he will return. We are in need of him. Naam. Especially the children, right? They need. Hey, we don't know what to say about that. A man, he gotta want to come back to his children. That's mandatory. After lamma, the verb can be omitted. For example, in some cases, in an answer to a question where lamma is the answer, it's not necessary to mention the verb that should be with it. It can be understood. Okay, so for example, you say akharaja at-tullabu. Have the students gone out? You can simply say lamma, meaning what? Lamma yakhruju. Huh? Akharaja tullabu. You say, you can say, if you want to be clear, you say lamma akharaju. Lamma yakhruju, I mean. Lamma yakhruju. But it's not necessary, because understood from the question that you're asking about, did they go out? So you can just say lamma. I mean, not yet. You don't have to mention the verb. It's understood. I mean, in the same in English, if somebody said right now, did the students leave the masjid? And you can say, not yet. You don't have to say, the students did not leave the masjid yet. Just say, not yet. Sufficient. They have not yet gone out. Okay, so, can you say what? La lamma? No. You just say lamma. Yeah, it's sufficient.
No.
I mean, it's possible. You could say it. No. It's possible. Naam, it's possible. Naam. طيب, the third point here is parts of speech. In Arabic, there are only three parts of speech. This is a fundamental matter of the Arabic language. In Arabic, there are three parts of speech. A, the noun, al-ism, like kitabun, qalamun, huwa, which is a pronoun, comes under ism. Ana is a pronoun, comes under ism. Hadha is ism ishara, comes under ism. And qabla is a dharf, and dharf also comes under ism. So the nouns, pronouns, demonstrative pronouns, adverbs, all of that comes under ism. All of that comes under ism. Okay? That's the first part of speech. Second part of speech is al-fi'l, the verb. Like kataba, yaktubu, uktub, and laysa. Kataba is what kind of verb? Fil madi. Yaktubu is? Fil mudari. Uktub? Fil amr. And laysa? Huh? I don't know what you said. The meaning of it is nafi, not nahi. Nahi is prohibition. The meaning of it. But what kind of verb is it? This is we studied laysa, but I don't know. Maybe I didn't mention at that time. Huh? It means what?
Isn't.
It depends on how you're going to translate. It depends on what it's used with it. Naam. Hadha laysa jayyid. Naam.
When you use laysa also, the answer, you usually use bala if it's negative.
If you're asking a question with laysa, alaysa kadhalik. Naam. Because any question that you're asking in the negative form, then the answer is going to be naam or bala. It's not going to be la. It's going to be naam or it's going to be bala. Naam. طيب, particles, al-harf, like ma, la, na'am, lam, and sa. So the point here, we're just being refreshed in our memory with a general idea about the types of speech in Arabic, that they are nouns, they are verbs, and they are particles. Na'am, what kind of particle is sa? Mustaqbal, naam. Istiqbal. Tayyib, this requires some detail, this third point here, but I think the intention here is just to kind of give us some framework, to kind of be looking at the parts of speech, and identifying those parts of speech which are nouns, those words which are nouns, and with those words which are verbs, and those words which are particles. Huruf. طيب, the fourth point is nominal and verbal sentences. Nominal and verbal sentences. Al-jumla al-ismiya and al-jumla fi'liya. And we have been talking about this the whole lesson, right? Jumla ismiya and jumla fi'liya. So we're not going to go into detail here, but we're saying what? That just like the parts of speech, the basic parts of speech are al-ism, al-fi'l, and al-harf. So, collective parts of speech together, nouns and verbs and particles, make sentences. And those sentences are two types. Either the jumla ismiya, if it begins with the ism, or jumla fi'liya, if it begins with the fi'l. This has been explained in lesson one. We talked about it in the beginning of this book, in lesson one. Somewhat. Some discussion of it. And we reviewed it today, as we were going over the exercises from the previous lesson. I reviewed it for that reason, because I know it's coming here, so we save the time. Number five, mahlan, means slowly, please. Don't hurry. Take it easy. Slow down. Naam, mahlan, mahlan. You see somebody rushing, hurry. Slow down, mahlan, mahlan. Take it easy. Naam.
And
No. Because there's no noon in this word. That noon sound is because of tanween here. Now. Mahlan. طيب. Number six. ما عندي قلم ولا كتاب. I have neither pen nor book. What do you notice about this sentence here? It's strange. Huh? Ma and la, used in the same sentence. Ma and la, used in the same sentence. La is normally used with mudari verb. But when you have two negations in one sentence, it's permissible to use la in that sentence after ma. Okay? What are we saying here? We're saying that ma is normally used with a jumla ismiya for negation, or it's used with a fi'l madi. As far as la is normally used with the fi'l mudari. But in a jumla ismiya, if you have two things being negated in the same sentence, you can use, after ma, you can use la in the same sentence. Okay, here are some more examples. Ma fi thallajati ma'un wala asirun. What is the meaning? There's neither water nor juice in the fridge, in the refrigerator. Ma fi thallajati ma'un. The first ma is ma of negation. The second ma'un is what? Water. So there's no water in the refrigerator. Wala asirun. So here you are negating two things in the same sentence. It's permissible to follow ma with la. And the third example, ma fi jaybi riyalun wala qirshun. There's neither riyal nor qirsh in my pocket. I'm broken. Neither dollars nor cents. Ma fi jaybi riyalun wala qirsh. Naam. I have no riyals in my pocket. Not even qirsh. Do you have to use la? No, you don't have to. But it's permissible. Alright, let's look at the vocabulary quickly. On the right side, istarih, take rest. What kind of verb is this? Fil amr. Ata ya'ti means what? To come. Ata is the madi, ya'ti is the mudari, huh? Like jas. Similar, almost the same meaning as ja. Yaji'u. Ata ya'ti. Allati means the same as Allai. It's a mausul, feminine, plural. Huh? Naam. Alladhi, Allati, Allai. Mamnu' means forbidden. Istiqbalun means reception, to receive someone. Ra'isun, president or the head of something. Farqun means difference, the difference between this and that. Mithalun is an example. Mahlan, slowly, please, don't hurry. Hadara yahduru means to attend or to be present. As fatta in the madi and dhamma in the mudari. Those vowels between parentheses, A and U, means that's the format of the madi and mudari verb. On the ayn, the middle radical of the verb, if it has fatta in the madi and dhamma in the mudari, you say it is like this, A-U, fatta dhamma, madi, mudari. Fine, let's look to the Arabic text, page 144. Arabic text on page 144, lesson 21. Ad-Darsu al-Hadi wal-Ishruna. Ad-Darsu al-Hadi wal-Ishruna. Naam. This is a long dialogue. MashaAllah. Alright, we're going to try to finish this dialogue today though. طيب اوكي الطلاب translate please what you hear. كيف حالك يا استاذنا؟
والله
How are you? Oh, our teacher. What is the Arab of Ustaz?
Yeah.
What do you call this Ustaz? What do you call this word here in this sentence though? Is it harf al-nida?
No.
Ya is harf al-nida. So what do you call the word that comes after harf al-nida? Al-munada. 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 I don't know if I wrote this on the board before. Al-alif maksura. Al-munada. That's the word that comes after ya and nida. طيب. So the i'rab of ustadha is it al-munada mansub. Wa alamatu nasbihi fatta. Why is it mansub? Because it's al-munada al-mudaf. Al-mudaf. Because it's an idafa. The munada is normally marfoon with dhamma, but if it's in idafa, it becomes mansub with fatha. كيف حالك يا أستاذنا؟ بخير أحمد الله وأشكره. Meaning?
I'm fine.
Thanks be to Allah. I praise Allah and I thank Him. أحمده أحمد الله وأشكره. I praise Allah and I am thankful to him. Ana ma ara Haruna. Alam yahdur. Ana ma ara Haruna. I did not see Harun. Did he not attend? Past tense. Did he not attend? This fi'l mudari becomes past tense in meaning because of lam. At-tulab. Na'am. Innahu lam yahdur al-yawma. Yes, he did not attend today. The teacher said, did he not attend today? And they said, na'am. Meaning?
No.
Meaning you said he didn't attend, and we were agreeing that he did not attend. So we said, na'am. Na'am. Innahu lam yahdur al-yawma. Al-mudarris. Wa ayna asdiqa'uhu al-thalathatu. Where are his three friends? At-tullabuhum aydan lam yahduru. Sounds like a conspiracy to me. Hum aydan lam yahduru. Meaning?
They also
did not attend. Al-mudarris. At-tarifuna ayna dhahabu? Now notice though, these students are pretty clever, akhi. They're not giving up no information except what he's asking. From the beginning, they could have told him, but they didn't tell him. They let him keep asking. If he don't ask, we ain't telling. If he don't ask, we ain't telling. They said, he didn't come today. Nope. Where's his friends? They didn't come also. Atarifuna ayna dhahabu? Now, azunnu annahum dhahabu ila al-mutari liistiqbali ra'isihim alladhi ya'ti al-yawma ila al-madinati al-munawwarati لزيارة مسجد الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم. أظن. Even here he says, I think. I'm not giving you no definitiveness about this. I'm not even sure, but maybe, perhaps. I think. أظن أنهم ذهبوا إلى المطار. I think they went to the airport. لاستقبال رئيسهم. To welcome or to receive their president. الَّذِي يَأْتِي الْيَوْمَ إِلَى الْمَدِينَةِ الْمُنَوَّرَةِ Who's coming today to Al-Madinah لِزِيَارَةِ مَسْجِدِ الرَّسُولِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ To visit the Masjid of the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم. المدرس أكتبتم الواجبات يا أبنائي أكتبتم الواجبات يا أبنائي. Did you write your homework, oh my sons? What is the i'rab of al-wajibat? Mafulun bi. Wa alamatu nasbihi?
Kasra.
Why is it kasra? جمع أنك سالم نعم كسرة لامة النصب كسرة because this sound feminine plural الطلاب أكتبتم الواجبات يا أبناء الطلاب نعم نعم كتبنا yes we have written أنا لم أكتب Ali says let me speak for myself أما أنا لم أكتب meaning I did not write مدرس لما لم تكتب يا بنية why did you not write oh my son لما لم تكتب what is the Arab of تكتب فعل مضاري مجزوم مجزوم ولامة جزمه سكون علي why did you write لأنني لم أفهم لم أفهم الدرس because did not understand the lesson المدرس ما الذي لم تفهمه في الدرس what is it that you didn't understand it in the lesson what is it in this lesson that you didn't understand علي لم أفهم الفرق بين الجملة الاسمية والجملة الفعلية meaning I didn't understand the difference between the nominal sentence جملة اسمية and the verbal sentence جملة فعلية what is the إعراب of الفرق مفعول به منصوب وعلامة نصبه فتحة نعم next page 145 عباس says كثير من الطلاب لم يفهموا هذا not just you Ali let me speak for myself and the rest of us a lot of the students didn't understand this the فرق بين الجملة اسمية والجملة فعلية We have understood it, mashallah. But they didn't understand it. A lot of them. كثير من الطلاب لم يفهموا هذا. What is the Arab of هذا? مبتدا. It is a little bit tricky. Now it's not the mubtada. Look at it again. This one is a little bit tricky. Mafulun bi. Nah, mafulun bi. Fi mahalli. Nasf. Fi mahalli nasf. Mabniyun. مفعول به of what يفهم لم يفهم هذا الحسين سألت أخواتي اللائي يدرسن في المدرسة الثانوية عن هذا ولم يعرفن what does this mean I asked my sisters اللائي who يدرسنا في المدرسة الثانوية then in high school I asked them عن هذا about this ولم يعرفنا and they didn't know it they didn't know it so I'm wrong with that المدرس سأشرح لكم هذا الدرس مرة أخرى الآن Meaning? I will explain to you, explain for you this lesson another time, one more time. When? Right now. Isma'u. This time, listen up, huh? I don't know what you guys were doing the last time, but listen up this time. Isma'u. Al-jumlatu al-ismiyatu hiya al-jumlatu lati
أولها اسم. Meaning? The nominal sentence, جملة اسمية. Is a sentence which the beginning of it, or it starts with a noun. نحو, like, السيارة جميلة. نحو 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 with ضمة. I mean, here it's ضمة, but it could be changed depending on how it's used in the sentence. If there's something before it, changing it. But there's nothing changing here, so you say نحو. يعني for example, like السيارة جميلة. This is a jumla ismiya. السيارة is مبتدا and جميلة is خبر. Or حامد مريض. حامد is sick. This is مبتدا and خبر. آمينة مجتهدة. آمينة is a what? Hardworking, diligent. فكل جملة من هذه الجمل أولها اسم. So each one of these sentences, from these sentences, each one of them, its beginning is, it starts with a noun. وهو, this noun that it starts with, it is المبتدأ. والجزء الثاني, and the second part of the sentence, هو الخبر. المبتدأ والخبر مرفوعان. Both the مبتدأ and the خبر are what? مرفوعان. أفهمتم? They are both مرفوعان. أفهمتم? Have you understood now? نعم فهمناه جيدا. نعم فهمناه جيدا. We have understood it well. Abbas says, أنا. They say we understood it well, but Abbas said, wait a minute. أنا لما أفهم. أنا لما أفهم. Meaning what? I didn't give up, but not yet. I still didn't get it yet. I didn't give up. I'm going to get it. Just be patient. Explain it two more times. قلت. This is Abbas speaking. See, I don't understand it yet. You said, إن المبتدع والخبر مرفعاني. فما معنى المرفوع? You said they're marfu'ani. What does marfu mean? I don't know what that means. What does marfu mean? المدرس المرفوع هو الاسم الذي في آخره ضمة. هو الاسم الذي في آخره ضمة. In the end of it ends with ضمة. That means it's marfu. نحو المدرس الكتاب الباب. That's مرفوع. Because what? In the end of it, there's ضمة. Abbas says, الآن فهمت. الآن فهمت. Now I understand it. المدرس أما الجملة الفعلية. Now I'll explain to you the جملة فعلية, the verbal sentence. As for the جملة فعلية, فهي الجملة التي أولها فعل. It is the sentence which in its beginning it has a verb. نحو, for example, like دخل المدرس begins with a verb. قال المدير begins with a verb. The مدير said. The teacher entered. يكتب الطالب present tense مضارع verb. Begins with a verb. يكتب الطالب. So these are all what? جملة فعلية. ففي كل جملة من هذه الجمل. In each one of these sentences, كلمتان. ففي كل جملة من هذه الجمل كلمتان. الكلمة الأولى فعل. The first word is a verb. والكلمة الثانية اسم. The second word is a noun. وهذا الاسم الذي يأتي بعد الفعل اسمه الفاعل. What does this mean? وهذا الاسم الذي يأتي بعد الفعل اسمه الفاعل. This noun that comes after the verb, its name is Ahmed? No, its name is الفاعل. الفاعل. What is الفاعل? Or what about الفاعل? الفاعل مرفوع. So now we have three things that are always مرفوع. One of them is الفاعل is مرفوع. And the مبتدا is مرفوع. And the خبر is مرفوع. So in the جملة اسمية, the مبتدا and خبر are always مرفوع. And in the جملة فعلية, I said جملة اسمية or جملة فعلية? In the جملة اسمية, the مبتدأ and الخبر are always مرفوع, and in the جملة فعلية, the فاعل is always مرفوع, and the مفعول به is always منصوب. نعم أفهمتم؟ نعم فهمناه. Next page 146. الطلاب answered when he said أفهمتم؟ نعم فهمناه. والحمد لله والحمد لله. نعم. And brothers and sisters, it is a good practice when good comes to us to praise Allah. As much as we can remember, we should thank Allah and praise Allah. الحمد لله. We learned something new, الحمد لله. We got something good, الحمد لله. Something good happened to us, الحمد لله. Something bad passed by us, alhamdulillah. Naam. You eat some food, alhamdulillah. You drink some juice, alhamdulillah. Naam. Hamdan kathiran, tayyiban, mubarakan fi. Naam. Fahamna, walhamdulillah. Ali says, ya ustaz. What is the ending of ustaz here? A single dhamma? Or double dhamma? Single dhamma, naam. Al-munada takes a single dhamma. Unless it's an idafa. If it's an idafa, then what? Takes a single fatha. Ya ustadhu, qulta qabla yawmayni innal kalimata thalathatu aqsamin. What does that mean? Yeah. Oh teacher, you said 2 days ago. Al-kalima, indeed the kalima, words, meaning in Arabic language, are three categories, or three divisions, or three types. Ma hiya? What are they? Ana nasituha. I forgot her. Her? It? Them. Aqsam is plural. I forgot them. I forgot her. Why are we using feminine singular here? Why are we using feminine singular here? Because it's the plural. It's a plural for غير عاقل. Naam, you want to say something?
Yeah, that's what I want to say. It's feminine, but the way I say it, I just say
her
because
I know
it's feminine.
Yeah. Naam, naam. I know. But sometimes we have to utilize these opportunities to wake everybody up, because we're kind of tired, you know?
Oh.
Okay, no problem. Okay, ma'adhur. Ma'adhur, he is excused. No problem. Tayyib, al-mudarris said, man ya'rifu hadha? Who knows this? These three aqsam, thalathatu aqsam. Hashim says, ana. I. Meaning, ana a'rifuhu. Aqsamul kalimati, al-ismu, wal-fi'lu, wal-harfu. The divisions or types or categories of the speech or word in Arabic is the noun, the verb, and the particle. Al-mudarris, hati, mithalan, لكل واحد منها يا عمرو. Huh? Give me an example
For each one of them, O Amr. Amr says, Al-ismu nahu kitabun wa qalamun wa talibun wa rajulun wa mudarrisun. The noun is like, examples of it are a book, a pen, a student, a man, a teacher. Wal-fi'lu nahu kharaja, sajada, yajlisu, يغسل واكتب وقرا. The fi'l, examples of it are like خرج and سجد, past tense verbs, ماضي, يجلس يغسل, مضاري verbs, present tense, واكتب وقرا. And command form verbs في الأمر like write and read. والحرف نحو في وإلى ومن ونعم ولا ولن ولم والسين كما في سآكل لأنني جوعان لأنني جوعان therefore I shall what سآكل فيما بعد بعد قليل إن شاء الله so the harf is like في in إلى to من from نعم is a harf لا is a harf لن and لم a harf حروف and seen as in the harf مستقبل سآكل I will eat يعني in the future some point after a little while maybe المدرس أحسنت يا عمر أحسنت what does that mean well done you have done well أنت أحسنت أنت يا عمر استريحوا قليلا نبدأ الدرس الجديد في الحصة القادمة استريحوا قليلا meaning rest for a little while rest for a little while استريحوا قليلا نبدأ الدرس الجديد when we begin the new lesson في الحصة القادمة In the coming period, in the next period. And this is the new lesson. So we're not going to begin in the next period. We have already begun it. Naam. Hashim says, أرجأ المدير من مكة يا أستاذ. Did the principal return from Mecca? Oh, teacher, المدرس, لما. Meaning what? Not yet. يعني لما يرجع. He has not returned yet. سيرجع بعد يومين إن شاء الله. He will return after 2 days إن شاء الله. If Allah wills. بعد خمس دقائق. What does this mean? After 5 minutes of rest. استريحوا قليلا. He said قليلا, right? They thought it would be half an hour, but قليلاً is not a half an hour. خمسة دقائق. المدرس says, أنبدأ الدرس الجديد؟ Huh? نعم, shall we start the new lesson? The student said, محلاً يا أستاذ. محلاً. What's the haste? Don't hurry, take a break. محلاً يا أستاذ. لما نكتب ما كتبت على السبورة ها we haven't yet written what you wrote on the board we didn't finish writing what you wrote on the board yet مهلا يا أستاذ take it easy don't be hasty give us a break نعم that's the end of the lesson mashallah it's a nice beautiful lesson quite long but anyway we have a few minutes inshallah let's at least try to do the first exercise or two at least the first one while it's fresh in our minds what we just read طيب أجب على الأسئلة الآتية on page 147 first exercise تمرين الأول answer the following questions أين ذهب هارون وأصدقاؤه أين ذهب يا إبراهيم هارون وأصدقاؤه هم ذهبوا إلى المطار. Can anybody add to that anything?
لاستقبال رئيسهم أو رئيسهم رئيسهم نعم. Why is it رئيسهم and not رئيسهم? The word that comes before a pronoun, ra'is, comes before the pronoun hum, so it has to be kasra? Yeah, but the noun that comes before a pronoun is not always kasra. Why is it kasra here? The dhamma is missing? It's not supposed to be dhamma, it's supposed to be kasra. Ra'isihim. Why ra'isihim? Okay, what makes the word majrurun? The first thing that makes the word majrurun is what? No, the first thing that we learned that makes the word majrurun, you forgot a long time ago in book one, is prepositions. Is there a preposition before it? No. The second thing that we learned that makes things majrur is what you said first. Mudaf. Mudafun ilay is majrur. Is it mudafun ilay? Yes. So why is it ra'isihim? Because it's mudafun ilay. Li istikbali ra'isihim. Istikbal is majroor by li. But ra'is is majroor because it's in idaf, it's mudafun ilay to istikbal. For what? The reception of their president. Naam. It's mudafun ilayhi. Jayyid. Number two. Lima lam yaktub aliyun alwajibati. Lima lam yaktub. Why didn't Ali write the homework? لأنه لم يفهم الدرس. يعني لم يكتب علي الواجبات لأنه لم يفهم ولم يفهم الدرس. نعم. Number three. ما الذي لم يفهمه علي؟ What is it that Ali didn't understand? Wait a minute. You said liannani. We're asking, what is it that Ali didn't understand? Are you telling us what you didn't understand? Oh, liannahu? We didn't ask you why he didn't understand. We asked you, what is it that he didn't understand? If we said why he didn't understand, then you can explain. He didn't understand because he wasn't listening. But we didn't ask you why. We asked you, what is it that he didn't understand? هو ما يفهم. هو لم يفهم. هو لم يفهم what? الفرق. نعم. He didn't understand the difference between the الفرق بين الجملة اسمية والجملة الفعلية. In the question, right? ما الذي لم يفهمه? What is it that he didn't understand? لم يفهمه. That thing that he didn't understand. ما الذي لم يفهمه? لم يفهم. The who here is replaced in the answer by what? الفرق بين الجملة اسمية والجملة فعلية. What is it that he didn't understand? He didn't understand الفرق بين الجملة الاسمية والجملة الفعلية. Number four. الشرح الدرس المدرس الشرح المدرس الدرس مرة أخرى. Did the teacher explain the lesson another time? نعم. نعم. شرح المدرس الدرس مرة أخرى. From the kindness of his heart. Okay, تأمل ما يلي. تأمل ما يلي. What does that mean? تأمل ما يلي. نعم. Contemplate what follows. يذهب. If you add لم, becomes لم يذهب, which has the same meaning as ما ذهب. All right. Read and translate.
Oh, let's do something different today. Let's switch it up a little bit. You think you can translate this by just hearing it?
Yes.
Okay, let's try. Close your books. No looking at the book. Only I can look at the book. Because I didn't memorize this lesson. Alright, just tell me what it means. First question, first sentence. لم أذهب إلى السوق اليوم. I did not go to the marketplace today. لم أذهب. لم أذهب. أنا لم أذهب إلى السوق اليوم. This is a closed book examination. No looking at the book. Number two. لم نلعب كرة السلة. كرة السلة. MC. لم نلعب. We did not play كرة السلة MC. We did not play basketball yesterday. Number three. لم نفهم هذا الدرس جيدا. لم نفهم هذا الدرس جيدا. We did not understand this lesson well. Number four. أردت أن أزورك البارحة. أردت أن أزورك البارحة. أردت is from أريد. أراد يريد. أردت أنا. أردت أن أزورك البارحة. Yesterday, last night, I wanted to visit you البارحة last night. Last night. Al-Bariha. Yeah, how do they say it in Sudanese colloquial language? Umbari. No, Al-Bariha. Al-Barihata. Naam. Aradtu an azuraka al-Barihata. Walakin abi lam yasmah li bil khuruji laylan. Walakin abi lam yasmah li بالخروج ليلا. But my father did not, لم يسمع, did not permit me or allow me بالخروج ليلا. To go out at night, at night, ليلا, at night. He didn't permit me to go out at night time. لم أكل شيئا. Number five. لم أكل شيئا منذ يومين. I didn't eat anything for 2 days. Allah help you. That is a little difficult. Now, but we can do it though. MashaAllah, we have training. We have good training. 2 days, alhamdulillah. Now, we can do 3 or 4 days actually. We shouldn't do it. If we are fasting, we shouldn't fast from one day to the next, 24 hours. We should break the fast at Maghrib. Naam. Number six. Alam tasmah al-adhana ya Haruna? Alam tasmah al-adhana ya Haruna? Did you not hear the adhan, ya Harun? Bala, sami'tu. Sure, of course, I heard it. I heard. Number seven. لم ندرس اللغة العربية في بلدنا. لم ندرس اللغة العربية في بلدنا. We did not study the Arabic language in our country. We did not in the past tense. نعم. Number eight. لم يفتح البقال دكانه اليوم. لم يفتح البقال دكانه اليوم. The what? The merchant. What is البقال? The grocer. The grocery storekeeper. He did not open his shop today. لم يفتح البقال دكانه اليوم. نعم. Number nine. لم أشرب القهوة بعد صلاة الفجر اليوم لم أشرب القهوة بعد صلاة الفجر اليوم. Either he's either he's fasting or he's trying to break the addiction. Hopefully he's fasting, inshallah. Because he said, "Ba'd Salatul Fajr, khalas." I did not drink coffee after Salatul Fajr today. Number 10. غسلت المنادل ولم أغسل القمصان.
I washed the handkerchiefs.
ولم أغسل القمصان. Is قمصان singular or plural? What is the singular of قمصان? قميص. But I didn't wash the shirts. Could be t-shirts or any kind of shirt. What time is it? Labas. We're going to stop here, inshallah. We're going to continue next week on exercise number 3. So, inshallah, for homework, try to review the key and dialogue, this long dialogue for this lesson. Write out the first 2 exercises and start doing the rest of the lesson, as much of it as you can. 3, 4, 5, it's a lot of exercises. The more of them you do for homework, the more quickly we'll get through them next week. And maybe next week we can finish this lesson. Inshallah, we have to finish it next week. Whether you do the homework or not, we have to finish it. So if you do the homework, it makes it easier on yourself. And it makes it easier for me. Have mercy on me, please. Do some homework. Brothers, inshallah, please keep yourself busy reading. Try to do some writing. And try to listen, try to hear the Arabic. If you're not speaking to people in Arabic, at least listen to the audio files. So you train your ear to listen. The more you listen, the more you understand, believe me. Sometimes you just turn it on when you're doing something else, it doesn't matter. Turn it on. In your car, in your home, on your headphones, whatever. Try to just listen as much as you can. The more you listen to the Arabic, the better it is. If you listen to these lessons 2 or 3 times, you will understand it easily. I'm talking about easily, really. You won't even be thinking about it. It'll just be natural. You won't have to like try to figure out. It'll just, you know the meaning. Like right now, sometimes when you hear something, you have to think, you're trying to figure out what's this word, what's that word, how does this go, is this the subject or the predicate, or is this the fa'il or the maf'ulun bi? But when you hear it a lot, the sentence becomes clear to you, it becomes easy. And that way, when you listen to a muhadara or a khutbah, now when you start hearing Arabic, it starts coming to you easy. You know, now if you go to Jummah and the khutbah is Arabic, sometimes you get lost. In the middle of the sentence, you get stuck trying to figure it out, you miss the next 3 sentences. By the time you recover, you missed half of what the point is. But the more you listen, the more quickly it comes to you.
Some of the